Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yay. Happy New Year.
Sarah's here.
I'm here.
Chris is here.
I am who you say I am.
And 2020 is here.
Indeed.
Yeah, but of course, whatever people say I am, that is what I'm not, Chris.
There you go.
Yes, Happy New Year. It's that time, of course, when we usher in a new year with hopes and dreams in our hearts and mind. Of course, many of us make New Year's resolutions that we promise to ourselves that this year will be the year we will keep them. And some of us last a day or a week at best. Some of us can carry on and show the rest of us up. Have you ever stuck to a New Year's resolution?
So I've kind of made resolution-y type things, never sort of as concrete. You know, some people say, I'm going to go to the gym 4 times a week.
Every day. All day.
I'm only going to eat vegetables forever.
That have been eating vegetables.
I did one, which it sounds like a humble brag. Mm-hmm. I'm aware of this. Mine was I wanted to give to charity more.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, it was very, very easy to stick to. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm a nice person.
Yeah. Direct debits.
That's literally what I did.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
I just set up a load of direct debits in January. Uh-huh. Never thought about it again.
Until you needed the money because you were broke
and
by the end of the year.
I canceled them all and got my cash back. But yeah, so actually, that was very easy.
Yeah.
So what you want to do, if you're trying to make a resolution, just do something you only
pick
need to do
an
once,
easy one.
And then can't get out of it.
Well, there's something to be said there, because a New Year's resolution is defined as a tradition in which a person resolves to change an undesired trait or behaviour to accomplish a personal goal or to otherwise improve their life. So it's a noble quest. Apparently around 40 to 50% of adults in the US make New Year's resolutions every year. In 2014, a report said 35% of participants who failed their New Year's resolutions admitted they had unrealistic goals.
Yours was the thing. Very realistic.
33% of participants didn't keep track of their progress. I think we can all relate to that. And 23% forgot about them. Definitely can relate to that. And about 1 in 10 respondents claim they made too many resolutions.
Oh, flipping heck. No, we only have one.
You got to have a simple message.
I'd love to see an age breakdown. I reckon the older I get, the less I make them, because I know that in the past I've usually failed.
Yeah.
Like, I think when I was younger, I was much more enthusiastic of, I really need to think of something, I need to improve and do that.
And but it's interesting, isn't it, though, that the idea that it has to be a new year, like, I understand the mentality of, like, a fresh start and whatever, but it's interesting how it, you know, people especially, they'll be like, oh, no, I'll just leave it till New Year. I'll join the gym in the new year. Yeah. I'll do this in the new year.
Diet starts tomorrow.
What's stopping you, just like, I don't know, say you want to run more, just go put your trainers on and go for a run.
Well, exercising is a big one.
Yeah.
That is a big one. But then I suppose people would do it because after a usually quite gluttonous period of the Christmas period and the festive period, people are a bit like, bloody hell, I need to do something.
If you've had a whole platter of entrees, for example, then you're probably thinking,
like
I need a bit of a
yeah,
bit
if you've
of a
eaten
run.
Sort of 3 tubes of Pringles for breakfast.
Oh, that
you
sounds
know.
Absolutely ideal.
But yet very, very non-nutritional. But the problem is, in this country, and in you know, many others as well, is it's a cold time of the year, it's miserable, it gets dark early. You're probably not going to go out and exercise, really, are you?
No. I think we should move New Year's to April, like the tax year. Because
it's a tax year in this country, what, starts on the 5th of April?
I think so, yeah.
It's quite an odd time.
So it's kind of the new year anyway. Because that way, as you said, if it is fitness, you're more likely to go out. It's getting into springtime, it's longer evenings.
Imagine that if
we're just going to change New Year's.
Imagine that if like everybody sort of said, yeah, let's move it, and we shifted it.
Yeah.
Completely out of sync with the rest of the world.
It will help us with our New Year's resolutions.
We will become a slimmer country and the obesity problems.
My birthday is just after New Year.
Is that right?
A few days after. So I would actually really appreciate it. Because everyone's always like, oh, sorry, I've got no money, I'm still hungover.
I'm on dry January, which for those who don't know is where a lot of people give up alcohol for January.
Well, dry January is a big one.
Yeah.
It's got huge recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. A friend of mine who, I don't know if he still is, but he certainly was a binge drinker. he would always do dry January. Yeah. But then the other 11 months, he would fill his boots. So I didn't really...
Thoroughly sodden.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The rest of them were very wet indeed. New Year's resolutions, though, looking at this, they've essentially been around for ages. I always just think it was a fairly new thing.
Yeah.
The Babylonians.
Oh, wow. Okay, didn't know you were going quite that far back.
Yes, they made promises to their gods at the start of each year that would return. They would return borrowed objects and pay their debts.
I mean, that seems like a good idea.
Yeah, apparently the Romans began each year by making promises to the god Janus, which the month of January is named after.
Janus.
Yeah, or Janus, whatever.
Isn't it Janus?
Janus.
I might be wrong.
Janus.
I was just thinking of Janus.
For some reason, well, I heard Romans, so I'm thinking Latin, so I thought I would go with what I would think a Spanish pronunciation would be.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're right and I'm wrong, I now feel terrible, but...
Well, I
going reckon, with it.
Well, that's why I said it, because I thought it would be more... Because yeah. You've got to think more Latin, not 21st century English.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, fine. Fine. Anyway. Then why don't we say January?
Because we're English. And we pronounce J's. We don't say January, though, do we?
Good point.
Thank you very much.
Janet? Yeah, you said Janet. Okay, anyway. We should move on.
Anyway, that...
Welcome to 2020, everyone.
Basically, the Romans...
Started off with an argument already.
The Romans were into it as well. In the medieval era, the knights took the peacock vow at the end of the Christmas season each year to reaffirm their commitment to chivalry.
Mm. The peacock vow?
Apparently so, yeah. Chivalry, of course... I mean, it meant something quite different back then. It wasn't like opening doors for ladies.
It was like an actual code.
It was. It was for knights on horseback and all that kind of stuff, you know, all that kind of crap. But nowadays, it's exercise more, or quit smoking, or spend time with the family, travel more, learn a new skill.
Learn a new language and that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but the thing is that they're quite vague sometimes. I understand that, you know, people... Eat less and move more is usually a good idea for many of us. But I think it's the vagueness sometimes.
Because isn't there a thing? I remember reading a thing about how to set yourself effective goals to get things done.
Mm.
And it was saying, have defined goals. Uh-huh. So don't just say, I'll run more. Say, okay, I will run twice a week.
Yes.
Or okay, I will sign up for a 5K and I'll do that in April.
Yeah, so getting fitter is too vague. You need to say...
Like, what is that?
Yeah, I'm just going to do... 10 press-ups or whatever it is, like, you know, I have to set a proper goal.
Do 10 press-ups.
But also as well, you could see some early results, maybe depending on what it is. The people say often that it takes 21 days to break a habit, and therefore people think it takes 21 days to, if you like, create a habit. Mm. Now, I'm not sure. I think that the 21 days thing has actually been taken out of context from somebody who was, quite a wise person was talking about this. However, if you can do something for a few weeks, then it's generally a good idea, even though, as I say, the whole 21 days thing might be slightly disingenuous. But I think
there's something in that.
What's that?
As in, trying to do it for a shorter period, isn't there? So like, if you can just do a few weeks or something, I think that it reforms the habit. And if you just say, I'm going to do this forever now, I've set this New Year's resolution, I'm going to be fit forever. I just don't, I think that's where we get a bit unstuck. The things that have really benefited me would be last January, my wife and I tried this thing called the Daniel diet, but it was only for 10 days. And actually that did reform our eating habits. So the Daniel diet is where I think you don't eat meat.
Daniel?
Daniel from the Old Testament. So
not Daniel Bedingfield.
No,
he was the only Daniel I could think of. As well. Thinking you've
also
got
a Christian, isn't he?
Yeah, there's an obvious joke of sort of you've got to get through this. And
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, nice.
Or you've got to get into this. Yeah, depending on the clothes.
Well, it's only 10 days.
Yeah,
it was.
You can get through it.
Well, how did it? How was it? The Daniel diet.
So we also stripped out wheat and sugar. Oh, so it's really healthy. And what it made us do is it look for better recipes of foods that we wouldn't normally eat.
And you did this in January?
We did it in January.
So your leftover quality street knocking around the house.
I know, I would have binged on on the 31st.
By the 2nd of Jan, that's why. Yeah.
So, but what was interesting is we've done that. And then since then, we've gone back to eating our regular food. Mm. But things like our meat intake has gone down a lot. So I think that if you can just aim for a certain period of time, then you can you can make a significant difference in a short period of time.
Yeah,
but with the hope of an ongoing change. Mm.
But yeah, but you're very good at resolutions in general. It doesn't have to be New Year ones. You're
like
quite
a challenge. Strong result.
He is, isn't he, Sarah? Yeah, he's quite disciplined. Very good. If you suddenly go, right, I'm not going to drink alcohol for the next 6 months even or something like that, then you'll do it. You've got quite good willpower.
Yeah, I think I'm all or nothing. I think that's why. So I'm not...
You're not a binge drinker. No, you can go out and have a few pints.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think... So I would do the 5-2 diet where I will not eat for 2 days and then eat what I want for 5 days. As where my wife is like, that's not healthy. Can't you just have a balanced diet? And I'm like, I don't know if I can.
Well, so you'd fast for 2 days.
I'd fast for 2 days every week.
He loves a fast.
Also, hang on. Just to be clear, the 5-2 is like... It's like... You do eat on those 2 days.
No.
And the other days.
He doesn't eat at all.
You're supposed to have like...
the proper one you do.
But only like 500 calories.
Yeah, but as in like not eat for 2 days.
Yeah, I won't though. I would just have... Because as soon as I start...
Literally everything you're saying, I'm just like, this sounds awful. No way I can never do
this. As soon as I start, I just know I'm going to get hungry and just keep eating. So I'm much better, as you said, like just going, I'm not doing this and then that's it. It's just the way my brain's wired. I'm not very good at moderation.
I just don't think... doing things, like, don't get me wrong, like say, you know, you decide you want to give up alcohol or something. If you decide, no, I'm just going to go cold turkey, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because you don't need alcohol.
Yeah.
You do need food. And I'm not sure.
Yeah, but he's stuffing himself on those 5 days.
But also, we need food. We don't need the amount of food that we now eat. We're not working in the fields.
No, so just have the healthy diet. Come on.
I can't. That's why I do
so what other resolutions have you done? Have you done any New Year's resolutions or just resolutions?
I definitely would have done the fitness one. And I think I was thinking about this on the way over. Which ones have done well for me? And I think it's ones where I've committed to doing something new like fitness with other people. Mm-hmm. I think if you do it on your own, you're usually destined to fail. So I think really hard if you just do it on your own. If you say to you and a friend are like, Sarah, we're going to go and do a marathon together. You're way more, by the way, that was a joke. Likely. I'm never going to do that. But we're more likely to do it, I think, if you do it with other people.
Well, and it's also that accountability, isn't it, of telling people that you're doing something. So like for me, it has, I would never do a marathon, but like I would tell people like, I'm going to do a half marathon and I'd sign up to a half marathon.
Yeah.
And at that point, I've got the accountability where people say, I thought you were doing that half marathon. And for me, the shame of going like, oh no, I had to pull out would be far greater than the discomfort of doing the training.
Yeah.
But I think, having someone in it with you, or at least having someone who's holding you accountable is really helpful.
Yeah, definitely. The other one that I like, I have given up drinking now, although I do enjoy a drink, but I think I was just like, I think it was the summer my wife and I went on holiday and I was like, as soon as this is done, that's it. I'm just not going to drink. But in my head, I'm like, I'll do it for a year and then I'll have a little conversation with myself and see if I want to carry on. But I think it's breaking habits. I'm really interested in, I guess, my own self-control.
But is a New Year's resolution something that you go in for? Or do you just, as I say, just do resolutions in general?
I would just do resolutions in general. It won't matter to me.
But
I do appreciate the whole New Year thing is like a resetting, isn't it? That we all do want to be better versions of ourselves. That's why we want to be fitter. That's why we read, you know, or listen to, you know, podcasts or read books or all self-help type stuff. Or we study more. Like we all want to be better versions of ourselves. I think it's really hard to do, and I think that's why really our only success is doing it in community.
Yeah, there's always usually funny tweets that go around about New Year's resolution. There was someone who tweeted, this would be a good New Year's resolution: stop taking photos of yourself that could lead to you being sacked or arrested.
I would encourage everyone to follow that resolution.
Yeah,
very much so. Yeah, but it's some more sort of general ones, things like when you say "let's meet up soon," actually do it,
or stop saying it.
That's someone who's encountered a Brit, isn't it? You know, like we have
let's get coffee.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people like that. I think in London, in big cities, I think that is. I think in big cities, it's always a kind of like, we must meet up soon, or we must. Well, then do it then.
Yeah, it's almost like just a new way of saying goodbye.
Yeah,
it's not awkward
if you've just seen them quickly.
Yeah, yeah. I've tried to stop doing that type of thing, and now it's like, hey, we should meet up, and I'm a bit like, I'd have to leave a bit of dead space.
But I think though, if you're interacting with someone, and then they say, oh, how are you doing? A bit of a text conversation or whatever, and then they say, anyway, look, we should meet up soon. It's kind of like, well. Well,
what
about Wednesday? You know, like, do you know what I mean?
Give an actual date.
Yeah, exactly. Another piece of advice from one of the newspapers when they were going through news resolutions was give up the "I only smoke when I'm drunk" social smoking habit, and I totally agree with that. Like, I've never smoked. Social smoking. Smoking's antisocial. Okay.
Especially when everyone leaves the bar to go outside and have a cigarette.
To be fair, it's social when everyone you're with smokes.
But
to be fair,
I'm thinking of passive smoking, Sarah.
That is anti. You know what's antisocial? Giving other people lung cancer.
Yes. I completely agree. This is a good one. Make packed lunches for work every day. It will save you a fortune.
That is such a good idea. Mm-hmm. I need to get better at that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make it a New Year's resolution.
My wife's mum used to do them all on a Sunday and put them in the freezer. And then they'd get them out for school in the morning and by lunchtime it defrosted.
That's disgusting. Yeah. No offence to your mother-in-law.
No, it's not disgusting. No. Putting bread in the freezer.
No, defrosted sandwiches.
Maybe.
She was just a bit like, if you want me to do your sandwiches, I'm doing them all in one go.
They happen on a Sunday or you've missed the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just do them all in one go.
That is, it does save you so much money, doesn't it?
Yeah,
one of the things that people often say about New Year's resolutions, and perhaps is more of a 21st century thing, is all about becoming a little bit more spiritual and often sort of meditating. And a lot of people say download the Headspace app and meditate every day.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can.
And a lot
of
people do that, and I think that has benefited people. In some way or another, you know, if only there was some sort of historical precedent for this, of course.
But there's something about, I was reading, or maybe I was having a conversation with a mutual friend of ours about how there is, is it the second Tuesday in January is the biggest day for people resigning? Like this,
it's called, do you know, like, all joking aside, I thought you were going to say something actually a lot worse than
no,
that.
But
oh, yeah, no,
no, but I might come on to that. But the reason is because you've had usually time off to reflect on what makes you happy or not happy.
Yep.
And therefore they go, I'm going to try work, and they get back to work and then go, this isn't for me, I need to change my job. Mm. But it's also the most popular time for signing up for things like relationship courses, because you've probably had a lot of arguments over Christmas and people are like, we need to work on this. So actually January is that time of like, this isn't good.
Fix things. Change things.
Need to get sorted. Mm-hmm. And it could be health, could be mental health, could be all those other things as well.
Yeah. It's definitely a period where people reflect, isn't it? And people often think, I want to go traveling or something. Yeah. Or people say new careers and so on. And these thoughts can be very good. And they maybe are thoughts people should have entertained previously. But sometimes you want to say to people, oh, you just take it easy. Yeah. Okay, actually.
Have those thoughts with other people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Always live in community.
Always.
Always live in community. Good. Even if you're an introvert, always live in community. I think generally speaking, travel's a good idea. Another one of these things actually was go somewhere interesting on holiday. Flights are cheap. I like
not
that.
Good for the environment though.
Once in a while is okay.
Fair enough.
You know, we can't stay on this bloody island, can we?
Greta would encourage us to hitchhike on a yacht.
Hitchhike on a what? Go down to the coast.
That's how she got to America.
She hitchhiked on a yacht.
She literally was like, can anyone give me a lift? Because it was to go to the climate conference and it was supposed to be in somewhere in Europe. And then she was like, uh-oh, they've changed it to somewhere in, I can't remember where it was.
She wouldn't turn up.
And she was like, you won't get rid of me that easily. And some family gave her a ride on the yacht.
Brilliant.
Then she had to get home again.
She should be up for a Nobel Peace Prize or something.
Is that right? But it's interesting when you say people reflecting and so on and so forth. Have you ever done that in January?
Yeah. So actually, an old housemate of mine, who I think she's now a life coach, she was always brilliant at this stuff. And she said, I like to just sit down with a notebook and I will literally just think, what did I achieve last year?
Yeah.
What would I like to achieve next year? What do I want this year to look like? Like nothing like really sort of hippy dippy, just actually thinking like, you know, because especially if you don't feel like you've had a great time, thinking about, well, actually I did do that and that was really nice, can be quite a nice way to sort of set yourself up for a new year and look back. Yeah. And so I've tried to do that whenever I can.
With any success?
I think so. I did have one kind of, resolution is probably a bit of a strong word, but I said a few years ago, I was like, I want to say yes to more things this year because I'm quite a cautious person. My automatic response is to say no. Yeah. So I've probably said yes to too many things.
But the thing is, it's so vague that.
Yes, but okay, it turns into a bit of a...
Would you like to take this pill?
But it's sort of a guiding life principle of like, oh, I don't want to do it. And it's like, I thought you were saying yes this year. That kind of thing.
Right.
So it's a check of yourself.
Like. Yeah.
But I suppose though, the resolution is to create that habit where you go forward.
Yeah.
You don't think, you know what, 2019, I gave a lot of money to charity. Now, they're not getting a penny out of me.
New Year's resolution, be better with my money.
Yeah, exactly. Don't make New Year's resolutions, of course.
I do. Every year, my wife and I, we it's a weird title, so let me explain. We call it a pish list because for me,
in
I was
Scotland,
like,
that would be like a crap
a
list.
Pish. Yeah. So what it is that she wanted to call it a wish list, and I was like, you know, as a, you know, as a Christian, I was like, well, things I want to pray for this year, things I want to see.
Ah, I like
so
it.
So she yes, merged the two. And what's interesting about that is we forget about it.
Yep.
You do it on, we always do it driving home from family in January. But the nice thing is the next year we do the same thing, and then you go back to the previous year and you actually start to see,
yeah,
oh, we did do that thing that we planned, or that thing did happen, or, you know, that, yeah, whatever.
How do you get on with your pish list?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it is nice to reflect, as you were saying back, Sarah, as you reflect back on, I did actually achieve some things this year. I've just not reset and gone, oh, I better try again.
I think that's a bit of the antidote, isn't it, to what we're saying? If you spend all this time reflecting and going, what am I doing with my life? Like, what have I even achieved? Mm-hmm. And just to take a moment to go, whoa, 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 hold on. You know, just think about this. Like, look at how far you've come. Look, because, like, you will have come really far from this time last year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you might have had a bad time too, but I think it's that thing. My dad calls it, you've got to anchor yourself where you are. And look back and look forward.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really nice thing to do. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do it again this new year.
Nice one. Do you know what? This is not resolutions, but it was a great way to start the new year. I once did the New Year's Day swim.
Oh.
This is a tradition. They have a Christmas Day swim and New Year's Day swim, which is, of course, on the coasts of this fair
isle. Yeah,
with
the Boxing Day dip near me.
Is that right? Yeah.
Sounds like absolute hell.
Where did you do it?
It was near Lyme Regis in Dorset. I think it's in the county
of
Dorset.
South coast.
It's on the south coast of England, yeah, on the 1st of January. The conditions were as favourable as they could have been.
Yeah.
So there was no wind, which is crucial.
I literally feel cold thinking about it.
The sun was out.
My face is crunched up.
And but yeah, we went in the sea, and I remember coming out of the sea, just in me swimming shorts, and I remember my body warming up because it was that cold in the sea. So bearing in mind being wet and just in a pair of swimming shorts on the 1st of January, out being like just generally.
Was there a big group of you when you did it?
Yeah, there was a few of us, yeah.
Were there people waiting on the shore with towels and things like that? Or was
there was a couple of people we had, yeah. Do you know what? Never again, but I'm glad I did it.
You can say you've done
it. Off the bucket list.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. But as I say, the conditions were as favourable as they possibly could have been for that
time.
But
the British Sea is cold anyway, let alone at that
time. It is, but there's a school of thought that actually in winter it's sort of warmed up from the sunshine it receives.
I don't think that's something.
Yeah, no, I don't believe
it
either.
October is the warmest our sea is.
Oh, okay. That's
so that's the warmest time. But I do think maybe it feels warmer because you get outside and it's really cold outside. Yes. So the sea doesn't feel as cold.
That's right.
But in the summer, the temperature's not that much difference with our sea.
No.
But you get out and there's a big difference in temperature between
them. It is, yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Any resolutions for this year?
You know what? I don't. I would like to be better with my money. No, we don't.
Stop those direct debits.
No more
guide dogs provided.
The cat's protection leave. You're going to be suffering this year. No, I just think, like, you know what? I'm an adult woman now, you know.
Or a woman.
Well, yeah, true. I just feel like I probably don't have quite as good a handle on my finances as I should. And I'm much better, you know, I save a bit of money here and there, but I think I'd like to be a bit better. Probably buy less lunches.
Mm. Would you, for your goal then, we're talking about you need a kind of goal for this time.
This is where I'm like, I don't know
what. Would you set a goal as in I need to save X percent or I'd like to save up for a mega holiday or something?
Yeah, you know, I think what I might do is set myself a numerical target.
Yeah.
Because I already save a percentage.
Yeah.
But then I go back and I spend it. So, I think that's what I'll do.
Chris, anything from you?
I'm going to repeat one that I keep failing at, which is to try and go to bed earlier. Because I think everything else for me, I would probably do a lot of the other things if I wasn't so tired or if I didn't wake up or later and things like that as well.
Right.
So, you know, whether it is fitness or whether it's reading more or whether it's all these other blah, 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 blah things, then I think I would probably be more likely to do it if I just went to bed earlier.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like you need to get your wife in on that one. And then
she would go to bed at 9 o'clock.
She's going to be like, right, Chris.
She's going to be well happy.
Yeah.
But I've tried this for the last 2 years. It's not quite happened yet, but
this is your year.
This is it.
Yeah. Yeah. There we are.
Three's the magic number.
Well, a 2007 study about this from the University of Bristol involving 3,000 people showed that 88% of those who set New Year's resolutions fail.
There we go.
Brilliant. Well,
being the 12%
our New Year's
people
podcast 2021. We can assess.
Yes.
Marcus, have you not got one?
No. So be in the 12%, people. Be in the 12% is my recommendation there. Or sit on the sidelines and throw stones like I will be doing. Thank you very much for listening to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers. Of course, we're on social media at AQQAPod. Give us a good review on iTunes.
Please,
we haven't said
yeah.
that for a while.
Yeah.
And do subscribe, of course, to the podcast. And have yourself a very happy new year. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you, and happy new year.
Thank you, Christopher.
Happy new year.
See you next week, everybody.